Despite the failure of ballot measure 2, Alaska could still reestablish its coastal management program. Lawmakers on both sides of the vote expect to work on the issue again next legislative session. Ketchikan Representative Kyle Johansson, who is facing a re-election challenge this fall, was glad voters turned down the initiative. Johansson and other opponents have said they are in favor of having some sort of coastal management program, but not the one proposed in the initiative.
There are better ways to write this bill. We had two options last year. A straight, simple extension of the current plan would have worked for me, or the bill that we passed out of the House 40-0 would have worked for me. But this piece of legislation that was on the ballot yesterday went far beyond those proposals, and I couldn't support it. So I'm pleased that we're not under that law right now.
The measure's opponents said, among other things, that it was too far-reaching. With support from oil producers and other pro-development interests, the Vote No on 2 campaign was able to vastly outspend initiative backers, who received most of their support from coastal towns and residents. Nearly 62% of Alaska voters said no to the coastal management initiative, and just under 40% supported it. Juneau Representative Beth Curtula was an outspoken advocate for the initiative. She was disappointed, but she's hopeful that next session lawmakers can agree on a bill that could bring back the program, which sets up state standards to review development projects in coastal areas.
By virtue of my experience at this point, I'll help anybody who wants to work on this issue. It's such an important one, and I'm sorry that the initiative didn't pass, but I have to admit, we could see it. And we didn't have money for TV, for instance, until the dead last of the race. And so it's hard to have the message sink in. I will say, really proud of the thousands of people who turned out and did vote for it, and also of real proud of our district and coastal Alaska, who I think are really the backbone of the effort.